Twin Shadows' new self-titled album is a big change in George Lewis Jr.'s sound. He's shifted from the punky beats that made him famous to a return to his musical roots, recording in his native Dominican Republic. Lewis has had big changes in his life too. A few years ago, there was a near-death bus crash, and he left his record label, too, and started his own. George Lewis Jr. joins me now from Los Angeles. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Let me ask you about that bus crash. Can you tell me what happened?
We were driving from Kansas City to play in Colorado, in Denver. Along the way, we got caught in a blizzard, and I was the only person awake. It was early in the morning, and our driver had fallen asleep at the wheel, and he had only moments before being able to see a 18-wheeler in front of us just slammed on the brakes just way too late. So we hit the 18-wheeler going about 50 miles an hour on our tour bus. Many people on the bus were hurt, a lot of broken bones.
I mean, that sounds like pretty life-changing.
People think of it oftentimes as, oh, it's this like come to God, it's pivot moment. I think it's so much more nuanced than that. And it put my life on pause. It still has a bad taste in my mouth.
This album does sound different. And I'm wondering if, you know, if that event had anything to do with this different kind of sound, you recording in the DR, you know, getting your own label. I mean, there's a lot of changes here.
I would say that it very much was lingering on my last record. The last song on the last record, there's a line in the last song that said,
I knew that crash was coming, man. I felt it in my blood.
And there was sort of a big kind of a reckoning that needed to happen. I wanted to record more, and my label at the time wanted me to keep touring, wanted me to keep working the record. I was feeling creative again and just wanting to record music. And it made me want to consider this thing of like, well, what does it take really to put out my own record? And I found that it's a lot more work and there's a lot more details, but it's not much harder. And it is certainly a lot less heartbreaking because you don't have people around you who love you when they sign you, and when your stuff doesn't perform well, they sort of don't get behind you and don't support you and don't really care that you're there.
Let's listen to Modern Man.
How can I be a modern man when you give as little as you can and you still have me holding back tears? I'm not some stupid Romeo. I pride myself that I'm a hoe. They watch me come, they watch me go. It's you I want, and that they know, but I'm focused on myself right now.
It examines the difficulty in sort of modern dating. And I'm just wondering, there's a lot of relationship songs in here. What's that about?
A lot of things are in the reckoning stage, and I think men especially are learning what an oppressive force that we've been in the world. The song is really this cry out to be better as a man. It's a cry out to say, I want to be emotional. That and get closer.
Don't love me anymore till you get closer. I'm walking out the door.
They both really honestly deal with the kind of two sides of the coin. And so when I say, don't love me anymore, get closer, I'm wondering in the song whether there is a place, a closer place than love.
I'm wondering, you know, why you decided to record in the DR and how you think that showed up in your music.
I needed a break from the American backdrop, which I think everyone who has the fortune to should as often as possible. And I'm not just talking about, you know, sitting on a beach blanket. I really needed a break from the backdrop because I couldn't quiet my mind down in America. Social media, the news media, everything that comes at you, it's this constant goal-oriented experience.
The way that we're constantly looking at what everyone else is doing and comparing our lives to them and perhaps, you know, the way that they show it on social media?
Exactly. America is this juggernaut of expectation. I'm already kind of like a million miles an hour in my head, and I just really needed to slow down. I need to not think is what I needed to do. And the DR is those people who've been there know how magical it is, and people who are from there especially know how magical it is. I've never seen people really talk about their country with so much love as I do Dominicans. There's a tranquilness there that I haven't experienced in any other place I've been. And it might be because it's kind of home. I needed that quiet to start this record.
You hate, stop at your reasons why you can't relate.
What's the significance of the name Twin Shadow?
I think that this is a record about nuance. I just felt like Twin Shadow is the picture of me and my many moods and my many styles. I felt very much that this album represented me as a creative person.
George Lewis Jr., also known as Twin Shadow, that's the name of his new album, too. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me.